CliffCentral.com.
All right. Yes. Good morning, everybody. Live. Look at this. We have in Johannesburg, Mbulelo Tinta in the studio with Mfundo Dladla in the production booth. Social distancing kept appropriate. The rest of us are all over the place. C.S. Angweni is in Etekwini.
Still reporting live from the floor shed with dirty laundry.
Yeah, you're in the laundry room still, right?
Iron towels and sheets, yes.
Yes, but look at you. I mean, you're clean. Everything smells of fabric softener. And Leanne Moll. There she is in all her glory with one of her cats behind her in her house.
Yes, I'm reporting from the feeding station that is the small zoo in Melville.
The Leanne Moll Zoo. Just do it like a reporter for us quickly. Zelda.
I am sitting here live in the cat room of Leanne Moll's house in Melville.
And Griselda, what do you see in the background of the room here? How many cats are there actually in this place?
Well, at the moment I can spot two, but I have a feeling there are many more because I see six bowls here on the feeding desk.
Is there cat litter and is there a smell of cat litter in the house, Griselda?
No, there are no cat box litter things because of the smell. So Leanne prefers it for if her cats shit in the garden.
Yes, for them too. Yes, I get it.
It's much healthier for everybody.
Marvelous. You can, of course, join in our conversation. We are able to take messages for you, and maybe we'll even try some voice notes and so on. If you want to do that, you can drop us a voice note. You can send us a message on 0797482090. It's officially the first day of lockdown in South Africa. Yeah. Did you guys hear the purge sirens go off last night at midnight?
Oh, no.
No, you didn't? Oh, okay.
Don't freak us out like that because I just have to get this off my chest as we start the show.
Go on, Sia. Don't be dramatic, Sia, but what is it?
Leanne, you know, you will have to forgive me for this, but I'm just glad you are connected finally this morning because I had to spend upwards of, 30 minutes, 40 minutes trying to teach Leanne about video calling.
You've never done this before?
No, I've done Skype, I've done Zoom, but I've done FaceTime, but I hadn't done Google Meet.
That's so embarrassing because actually you're pretty technologically together.
Like, yes.
What the hell's wrong with you?
No, I just really battled. I ended up just giving Sia a house tour because at the end it was just fruitless.
Did you have to choose a room? Now let's just talk about where we all are because I think people are interested in, you know, our audience want to know what we're all up to and kind of how we live. So, I mean, it looks to me, I mean, we know Sia's in the laundry room, right? And that's actually a very good room to be in because we're trying to make this sound as professional as possible. And I got some great messages from people because I lost my shit on, Tuesday or Wednesday? Because people were complaining that they couldn't connect and the app was letting them down and the sound was shit. And, you know, I take these things very personally because I try to do a professional show. But the reality is we're really doing the best we can in remote locations to connect everyone as well as possible. And I think we're doing a pretty okay job here. So Sia is trying to soundproof himself in the laundry of his parents' house in Durban. And it actually works really well because all that material around you dampens the sound. You know, in audio engineering, we talk about reflection of sound. So what happens is sound waves bounce off of hard objects like glass or wood or concrete, and they get absorbed by soft things like fabrics and wall coverings and soundproofing, which is the whole point of soundproofing, which is why studios, they try to make the walls as soft as possible and the ceilings and the floors.
Silver lining, I guess, that we didn't think of.
Are you seriously in a cat room? You actually have a cat room in your house?
No, it's actually my office. But it is the feeding desk as well.
Okay.
It's one of those old houses with really tall ceilings, so it is echoey. So thinking about it, I think I will move, not today, but another time, to possibly the spare bedroom or the sitting room.
I like the sound. It makes it sound like you're the queen in Buckingham Palace and you're in one of your great rooms.
Oh, well, then I shall stay.
Yeah, no, we don't mind. If it's the most convenient room, I mean, sometimes you have to choose a room with the best internet, right?
That's true. I'm basically sitting on the modem.
Oh, that's great. Don't get ovarian cancer, if you don't mind. We need you for longer.
Oh, jeez, yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Bulelo, you've moved into the office. You're actually camping out in the office now, and you're hanging up your underwear in Sia's office to dry. Is that right?
No.
Yes.
No.
So, it's not something I wanted to do out of spite or anything.
No, of course
it's just,
not.
It gets the best sun exposure throughout
yes.
the day.
Yeah.
So it chose itself. I didn't choose to hang my underwear.
We have so many other options in the building. The rooftop, the balconies, you could hang them outside mm-hmm. in total. Why my office exactly?
Well, your chair is the best for my shape underwear as well.
Yes, I agree. I saw you made an instructional video to this effect, and you wear which brand is it? It's a Cherokee underwear, right?
That's it. Yeah. Myself and Elizabeth Warren connecting with our spirit animals.
Yeah, he that's very cool of you to you know, you don't just reference Native Americans there. You actually give great credit to them by wearing their name on your underwear, no matter where you're closest to your most private parts. That's very, very good of you.
You're so spiteful.
But yes, explain the video. You went to what is now your bedroom, which used to be our old production studio. And you took your underwear and you hung it up over Sia's chair so that it could, you know, dry out after you washed it, basically.
Well, I mean, one of the things about the Native Americans was that they absolutely hate slightly damp underwear. So I thought, let me take it to the room with the number one, the best underwear hanging chair, and then
yes.
of course the best sun exposure. And you know, I saw my spirit animal last night, and I've got the driest underwear in the Southern Hemisphere as
right.
we speak, and that's all because of Sia's office.
Thanks for that history lesson. You revolting animal.
is Mfundo there for us to just talk to him quickly about how he's
yeah,
doing?
Yeah, of course he is.
Yeah, because it's so fortuitous that we actually hired Mfundo to start off this year with us. And now he's like our studio engineer. Hey, Mfundo, how are you
Morning.
Doing? Yeah, you good?
I'm good, Chief. How are you?
Yeah, fantastic. How's it going over there? You haven't caught anything from Bulelo yet.
So far, so good. He's been behaving, and I don't think I'll be in danger with him around me.
I'm very happy. Mm. Tell me, are you upset by the fact that he's hanging up his underwear all over the place and treating it like his mansion?
Yeah, actually I am. Sia, if you give me permission, I can beat the hell out of him.
Go right away, Mfundo. I believe in you and your fists.
Oh, guys.
And the police are kind of preoccupied with this little thing called the coronavirus. So
yes.
you can go ahead.
So honestly, last night, I don't know about you guys, but I went to bed and I couldn't get to sleep. And I waited until midnight. And I honestly was listening. Like, I opened all the windows and I just listened to hear if traffic had gone completely dead, because I don't live right on a road, but I usually can hear, you know, the odd siren at night. Like anybody who lives in an urban environment, you know what, you know what's going on around you. There's always activity. And people were joking and they said that this is the sound that happened at midnight. I didn't hear it, but, you know, that's what they were saying. So they were saying this is what actually went down at midnight. And I can't I can't guarantee that I heard anything, but some people say that. It did sound to me like everything was very, very quiet suddenly. And even this morning, waking up, it was very quiet. No cars hurtling by, hooters, sirens. It's such a weird feeling, and maybe I'm just making it up in my head because I've seen so many movies, but I'm actually really freaked out by the whole thing. I won't lie.
I think it's too early to tell from me on my side of the world, because the streets are naturally quiet and empty this time of the morning. But let's see how the day goes. I wonder if there'll be like this ominous energy outside, and you just see what are those things in the cowboy movies?
The tumbleweeds.
Yeah, it's just tumbleweeds on the road.
Well, I have never heard so many little motorbikes in my life as I have in the last 2 days.
Are any deliveries?
Oh, wow. I was doing transactions from my boot of my car in the driveway. I literally had motorbikes coming in, put stuff in the boot. I'd take the stuff inside, and yeah, it was like a little production factory.
Oh, I thought maybe you were dealing in narcotics. I'm like, what?
That's a side hustle.
I didn't say I wasn't.
Hey, speaking
it
of which.
It may have been included.
Like, I do have two or three friends who will remain nameless who stocked up on plenty of booze. I mean, like, a serious stockpile of booze. And apparently those were the longest queues yesterday all over South Africa at the liquor stores.
Yeah.
And and one or two of them who stocked up on magic mushrooms and weed.
Oh.
So I think some people are really, they're thinking of this as a big holiday, and they're just going to get stoned and high and drunk and have the time of their lives. And, you know, I can't fault it, because there is a part of me that's taking this very seriously, and it's only really dawned on me in the last week. I won't lie, but by maybe Tuesday, I was starting to take things seriously. Before that, I thought it was all a big joke. Not that I thought it was a joke that people were dying, but that I wasn't – I didn't think this was going to be the life-changing thing that I think it will be. And I posted this thing last night just to say how I'm really feeling, and I don't do that often because I don't think people want to be lectured. It just occurred to me suddenly that there is a lot of uncertainty ahead, and there's going to be a lot of pain. Because people are going to lose jobs. There are some people who just do not know what the next month holds for them. They don't know whether they'll have a job. They don't know whether they'll have a business. They don't know whether they'll be able to support their families. And I think that's terrifying.
I think that's an understatement.
It's not a holiday, I'm afraid. And things are just going to change forever. We've got to make peace with that. It's not going to be the same. When we go back eventually, and it could take 21 days, it could take a whole lot longer, but by the time we all get back to what we think is a normal routine, it's not normal anymore. And we've got to figure out how to rebuild things when all of this is over. And I just put out this message last night because I was maybe just reaching out and letting some people know that we're here for them on the show. It's the one contribution I know we can make for sure. That in any way that we can, we've all got to try and stand together and do things as a country, as a world, because this is affecting people all over the world. And I just got like this real heaviness in my heart last night, and I felt it needed to be shared.
Sure. You know, something that I referenced yesterday to a friend was, so the owner of the Dallas Cowboys is this guy called Jerry Jones, right? And he made his money in the great, like, oil fields, and he went bust and came back again. And he's got a really great saying. He says, you have to develop an appetite for ambiguity, right? For dealing with ambiguity. And we're all going to, and I know it's brutal, but we're going to have to, especially, I think that we've got the tremendous privilege of being sort of public facing,
yeah,
is we'll have to sort of kind of develop that for people's psyches.
Well,
yeah, I think the hardest hit type personalities through all of this
are prostitutes.
Are the people?
Oh, yes.
Oh, sorry, I jumped again.
Are people who like to, number one, plan.
Yeah.
Number two, know what's going on ahead of time. Be in control of a situation, always know what to do and what not to do. Those types of people who can't accept the ambiguity, who can't live in the gray, are really going to struggle through this time, I think. I like to know what's going on, but I'm very willing to fit in with what is going on.
Well, you see, that's what Darwin, and again, I'm speaking now to Mbulelo's hero, but Charles Darwin, when he wrote The Origin of Species and he developed the theory of evolution or of natural selection, the species that survive are not the ones who are stronger. They're not the ones who are faster. They're actually the ones who are most adaptable to change. And and while I don't want anyone to be glib about this, there are a lot of very good people and some very kind, thoughtful, caring souls out there who are going to take a hard knock and that don't deserve this in any way. They didn't start the virus. They didn't do anything wrong. They've done everything they could up to now to run ethical, profitable businesses. They've tried to employ other people and give them a livelihood. And those people, even against all of the right signals to the universe, are going to come out badly. I just feel bad for them. And I want you to know that we're definitely not just thinking of ourselves here in the morning. We're going to find a way to make this show a conduit of useful information and of hopefully some inspiration, some empowerment for people. And I want us to put aside all those stupid differences that we've had. You know, if social media was used incorrectly for the last 10 years and people have increasingly become bitter and angry and twisted on social media, which we've spoken about ad infinitum, then for fuck's sake, let's just stop that now. Drop it. Let's forget about that nonsense and let's all do things to help each other, to be kinder, because they're going to be people who need it badly.
Sure. We'll all need it in some dose, big or small.
Yeah.
Empathy and sympathy and kindness and being gentle are so important right now. You know, just looking at my community group on WhatsApp, people started having proper arguments about whether the security in the street should stay or not. And it got nasty. And eventually I said, please, can we just all have messages of peace on this group? Everybody just needs some peace right now.
Well, there was an interesting article that, of all people, Gord Laws sent me about the effect of calm and how calm is much more necessary than panic, but that panic almost always overrides calm. In other words, people who have a sensible approach to life, they're not crazy and out of control and putting out flames on their heads the whole time and screaming and running around the building. Those people are essential to a civilized and thoughtful society where people can live in peace. But you need to work twice as hard to make calm come through in a panic situation. And you see it. There are a lot of people who are in panic mode right now. They're panic buying. They're freaking out. They're looking to themselves. They're having nervous breakdowns. Maybe they're quietly suffering without letting anyone know, but it's still a kind of panic. Just try to be calm, you know? And that's where I'm going to end the lesson because I don't want to sound like I'm preachy. There are a couple of questions that have come in. Let's go to those, just showing that our line works here. So Tabisa says, morning, guys. Hope you're all good. Don't know if you've spoken about this, but I'm wondering if you're managing to broadcast from home in different locations. What software besides video or voice conferencing stuff and what hardware are you using? A bit technical, but I'd be interested to know. Well, Tabisa, I've got a whole rig here at home. We've got something called a Comrex, which is why you can hear me very clearly and the rest of them. It's slightly more like a video conference. It sounds like almost those meetings that you have on Skype with people in the office. So we're using Google Hangouts for the team, which works pretty well. And I'm sitting here with a whole desk. So I've basically got a studio in my house. And then this Comrex connects us via the internet. So it's an actual, you plug the fiber line in and they plugged into the studio. And I have a direct line to and from the studio. So I'm actually controlling the show from here, which is unbelievable. It just shows you what technology can do. And I've always wanted to do this. And it's funny that this whole situation pushed the button without my consent. So now we're doing it.
What do you mean you've always wanted to do this?
Well, I've always wanted to have a studio at home. I've always wanted to know what it would be like to broadcast the show from my house before. I mean, I've done it from a car. We've done it from various locations around the country. We've done this show all over the place, and we have this equipment which allows me to connect anywhere in the world and be able to do the show, but we've just never done it. from my house. And now I know how easy it is. I mean, I can record, you know, podcasts from here. We can do the live show. It's incredible. And it's the 21st century way of broadcasting. So I love it.
Yeah, and it leaves much less of a carbon footprint, considering all of us driving around.
Oh, by the way, on that note, we're going to have Ernest from Naked Insurance on next week. I have Naked Insurance on my car, and you can actually pause. I mean, I'm not driving anywhere in the next 21 days, right? So I'm actually going to pause my insurance. So you save some money there.
Ah.
And if you're on Naked, you can do that. So good luck. I think a lot of insurance companies are going to come up with some terrific ideas over this time to save people money. And Ernest from Naked Insurance, who's just one of the most brilliant people, he's such a genius. He'll talk to us on Monday about how the insurance business is handling lockdown. In fact, over the next few weeks, we're going to speak to some incredible people. I mean, Sia's working really hard in the laundry room of his parents' house. Don't tell any of our guests because it'll maybe put them off. But we're going to have the best and the brightest and the most brilliant and people who are in different parts of the world, in different parts of South Africa, how they're handling the lockdown. And hopefully it'll provide you with a compendium of different experiences from people all over the place. And maybe you'll get some inspiration from them too. On how to handle this whole crazy thing. Day one of lockdown, says Color. My pre-lockdown last day of freedom celebration went a bit too wild. I didn't buy enough booze. Fear is taking over. It feels like the walls are closing in. Arg.
Oh, no.
Did you hear that wine farms, some in the middle of harvest and pressing, had to stop all activity as their product is not deemed essential? After a few crap seasons, this was going to be one way to make up for it. The cyclical nature that puts business back on track, and now the grapes must be left to rot on the vines. Surely that is unnecessary collateral damage. Well, I don't know, because I do believe that there are certain farms that are deemed essential, food production, and grapes could possibly be food production, if not wine. So I'm not sure, Kala, but God help.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a grape situation.
No, and we need we need alcohol. Jesus. We need alcohol, by the way, because we need it for our hand sanitizer.
Yeah, this is true.
I heard Diageo, which is the big international liquor group, they've actually commissioned their factories, their distilleries, to make pure ethanol and propanol, which they use in hand wash. You know, 60 to 70% of your hand wash is alcohol. And I saw the funniest meme of like a bird's talon, a chicken's claw. And it says, if you use too much hand sanitizer, this is what your hand will look like.
Oh, great.
I can attest to that. Have you not been feeling a little drier and from all of this hand sanitizer?
Well, I've got a pre-existing skin condition on my hands. When I shower or if I swim or if I do the dishes, my hands start peeling.
Oh, no.
Yeah. They actually, Jesus. When they're dry, I can rub them together and exfoliate them. Basically.
You know, that is so sexy. I want you so much right now.
Yeah. Your hands are like a snake.
You really want me to make you some meatballs by hand right now?
My germs. My
but
germs.
I must tell you, with all the washing and scrubbing and cleaning my house and sanitizing and soaping and moisturizing, the conditions disappeared.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's actually been beneficial. Look, my hands are a bit red and tender after the baby's bum.
I found this dude online who does home workouts, and I was lying on the floor of my bedroom holding onto the base of my bed yesterday doing leg lifts and things like it. Like, I think if we could all see into each other's houses, we would just start laughing because it must look utterly ridiculous. But I did like a 45-minute ab workout yesterday, and I can feel it today. I'm like, I'm seriously feeling it. So I'm going to keep this up. I've now done what I always do. I know astrologers will say, but that's what Virgos do. But I've drawn up lists of all the things I want to get done around the house, administratively, things around the business that I can do over the next 21 days, an exercise routine. I mean, I'm working it all out.
That's really amazing. Yeah, I'm not.
You have to keep busy. And this is essential. Every psychologist is saying if you don't keep busy, you'll get depressed or things are going to, you get lonely or you get bored, and those are just the worst situations for you to be in.
Yeah, I don't know. For me, I love self-isolation. I was an only child growing up for 8 years, so I know how to entertain myself and keep myself busy. I also really battle doing too many things at once. So this has helped me focus so much more on my work and things that I am doing, because I'm not worrying about things from the outside. It's just...
Well, I'm just proud of you for wearing pants this morning for this show.
Well, again, I may not be wearing a bra, and Gareth, I'm not wearing pants.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Oh, I'm wearing a dress.
Oh, you're in a dress. Okay, well, I mean, that counts. But you wore little earrings and all kinds of things,
yes,
too.
Yeah, you tied your hair back.
Yep, I've got some powder on. And
oh, good. Look at you.
A bit of mascara. Did my brows.
Getting ready for a princess weekend, are we?
Not likely.
Oh, this morning's the first time I said, I'm going to just stick in my pajamas. I feel like I'm the one who's going to let you guys down.
Show us. Because Sia's taking his camera off. Show us what you look like.
My standard will just slowly drop by the moment. But I'm in my boxers, and then I'm in a t-shirt.
Look at you. Jan van Riebeek t-shirt. Jesus.
Ooh, we got an ass shot.
Yeah, Sia just flashed his ass at us.
It's a mess. Oh, it could get dangerous. But Gareth, yeah. Have you described your setup and what we can see on your camera? And
yeah.
You've got... with your...
Ooh, plush.
Well, okay. So I've got a... I'm in my study, which is a really nice room. And I built this, 10 years ago? And it's full of books and... It's got this nice Persian carpet on the floor, and I've got these red curtains in the background. And
you've got a portrait of your dad in the I do.
That's actually George Washington. That's George Washington.
I thought the last time I saw your dad, he was wearing a wig like that.
Oh, okay, yeah.
When did you last see his dad? The 1800s?
Can I just bitch about my dad for a second? He thinks he's invincible, all right? And anybody else who's got parents of that generation, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. He's like, if this thing comes, then let it take me, you know? I'm like, you asshole. And I said to him, can you just remember for a second that there are other people in your life and that they care about you, and we would prefer you not to get coronavirus and die?
Yes.
Yeah, it's exactly the same for me. My dad
is
still saying, oh, so does that mean I can't go to gym? And he's a cyclist as well. And he's like, oh, does it mean I can't cycle?
Oh, these people. I'll tell you what. And these are sensible adults. I mean, it's just crazy what we have to do to try and convince them to be sensible.
He bought my mom 6 bottles of wine for the duration of this 21 days, which is not enough.
Oh, that's not going
to
help.
It's her one vice, you know? Mm. So we managed to order her some more yesterday.
I'm no Dr. Phil, but I think that that's the first phase of trying to deal with all of this. I think they're trying to mask the fact that they are secretly a little nervous, because I found my mother trying to comfort herself yesterday. After as well, she was like very nonchalant with this whole thing in the beginning. And then yesterday she said, this could be the end.
Oh, God.
But you know, the Bible does say, then she says, but no, I don't think so, because the Bible says in the last days, there'll be diseases that you can't cure. And for now, people are getting better. Okay, we aren't going to die, right? I'm like, oh, I'm not having this conversation with you, woman.
Yeah, they do like a little bit of drama and hysteria. But then I wonder often where you get it from. See, I suppose we have the answer. All right, so everybody just pose for a little picture while we do a photograph for this morning's show, and then we can get to the 5 things you need to know this morning. Everybody, look good. There we go. You're all looking fantastic. Okay, fantastic. Hold on. And action. Perfect. All right, very nice. Okay.
I love your pose. Very 8-year-old glamour shot.
I got it from the emoji with the girl with her hand under her chin looking glam.
I understood what she was doing.
All right, 5 things you need to know this morning. First things first, do you know who Alison Plaikis is? She's a teacher in Clan William who was murdered Her alleged killer, Philip April, briefly appeared in the Clanwilliam Magistrates Court on Wednesday. He's alleged to have murdered the 26-year-old in October after she ended their relationship. Murder-accused April will be transported to Cape Town in August to make a first appearance in the High Court, which is a pre-trial hearing. And just in case you're wondering, because my sister is an advocate, she said the courts are basically closed, but they can do urgent applications. And you know how you can tell if something is urgent? They teach you this in law school. It's only urgent if you imagine a grumpy judge in his bath at home, and he's having a bath with his little rubber duck, and he's lying there scrubbing himself, and he's maybe got a shower cap on, and, you know, like Sia, luxuriating in the bath. And judges are almost always old, and they're almost always grumpy. And if you think you've got an urgent case as a lawyer, you have to picture that judge getting out of his bath and answering the phone and then getting dressed and coming into court. And if you think it's worth doing that to a judge, and remember, they're going to be very angry with you if you make them do all of that. So when they eventually get to the court, they're going to be pissed off as hell, and they're not going to necessarily rule in your favor. If you still think it's important enough, that's how you know it's urgent.
Right.
Okay. Wow. So the courts are open, but only for urgent applications at the moment. So please, can we not beat each other up, and can we not do stupid stuff and steal each other's things, and just for a while the legal profession also get to look after their loved ones and not spread the virus?
Or if you do it, make sure you hide it really well.
Please.
That's a note to Mfundo.
All right. South African Airways on Thursday said it had accepted the request by its acting CEO for early retirement. So I haven't even heard of this person. Have you heard of Zux Ramasia?
She just sounds like a scapegoat of a lot of other shenanigans that are happening.
Yeah, I mean, what a thankless job to have to take over SAA now. So Zux Ramasia was the acting CEO, and she's accepted early retirement, this poor woman. She's going to step down next month, latest CEO of SAA to go. She was appointed to the position following CEO Vuyani Jarana's sudden exit. So she started at SAA in 1992 as cabin crew. She was then appointed to be head of the Global Operations Center in 2005, a position she held for 7 years. She was appointed head of operations in 2012 and then assumed the role of acting CEO of the airline in June 2019. So she's been around a long time. She succeeded Jarana, who left the airline, citing legislation that was stifling their competitiveness. In a statement, the board said, Ramasia's journey was truly an example of how a number of women were progressively moving up in the ranks. What they failed to mention is that, like, she's a total failure by the end of it. So I don't know, you must claim this for women. It's not necessarily something all women in the world are proud of. You know?
Well, maybe she wasn't the failure, because it sounds like she worked her way up. You know, you don't want to grab her into the rest of the...
But don't claim this for women unless you're absolutely sure it's a victory. She took over in June last year, and not much good has happened at SAA since then. Probably not her fault, because the place is a disaster zone. But still, don't claim it as a victory for women, that her story is so beautiful. People don't care about that right now. They want to see success, and they want to see sustainability. Harvey Weinstein is apparently doing fine.
What is that grunt? Well, are you disappointed?
Do you really want Harvey Weinstein doing well after he got the coronavirus?
Yeah, do you even want to say those words? Harvey Weinstein's doing really well. Yeah,
how's your friend Harvey? Oh, he's great.
Yeah. You see, there was also, I saw a 95-year-old woman, they said, in Italy, has been on the mend and recovering well after testing positive for the coronavirus.
Yeah.
And someone commented on that story saying, now this woman is just stubborn.
Well, this is good news for old people.
95 years old.
Old people who are worried. And again, the scientists are all saying, well, the large majority of the scientists that I've heard, because you've got to contextualize everything now. There's so much fake news going around. We've got to cite sources for everything. We're not going to spread fake news on this show. All the reputable scientists that I've been reading say that the reason that we've got a death rate of like 4% at the moment, if you take the numerator, total number of people infected, sorry, that's the denominator, number of people infected, remember, that have been tested, and you put that underneath, and you put the number of people who've died on top. That gives you a percentage of how many people have died, the death rate. But the problem is that that denominator underneath, the number of people infected, that's only the number of people who've been tested positive for it. So there could be many more people who have not tested positive. That means the denominator could be a lot bigger than we think it is. And the bigger that denominator is, the lower the death rate. Right? That makes perfect sense.
Sure.
So if we tested everyone in the world right now, we'd find that, you know, easily an extra couple of billion people have not got the coronavirus, and that would push the death rate right the way down. At the moment, I think the flu kills 14 out of every 1,000 people that it infects. And they're saying at the moment the coronavirus is like knocking on the door of – I must check this because I'm not going to spread bullshit. So let me go and I'll do the research. But the latest numbers, in case you're worried about that, and this is from ncov2019.live, which gives you an updated spreadsheet every day of where the coronavirus is at. We've got 538,240 confirmed cases in the world. All right, so just over 500,000 cases in the world. And of those, only 24,086 have died from the coronavirus. And, you know, the reason we have much more clarity about the deaths is because when someone dies and they think it's coronavirus, they test them, and then they know for sure that's a death. So it's a lot more finite. So 124,124 people have already recovered from it. That's good news.
Oh, okay.
That's really good news. And those are the latest statistics. For South Africa, I don't know if you were paying attention yesterday, but that number jumped up to 927 confirmed infections, which is 218 people more than on the previous day.
It's not as exponential as it was made out to be in the beginning.
Well, I don't know, hey?
I really don't know the stats and the numbers and the maths behind it.
Yeah.
But it's supposed to be going faster than that, is it not? And
well, that's why we're all in lockdown, because we're hoping to slow it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Look, I mean, we'll try to keep you updated as things carry on. But Leanne might be right. We may be slower than – we may just be accelerating less fast than the rest of the world. Let's put it that way. At this stage, but we're still in the early days of...
Yeah, as of the 27th of March.
Right, correct. Let's not end up being quoted on that someday in a newspaper article. And then
yeah,
they say, look at these assholes. Do you still want to hear about Harvey Weinstein? Because we got kind of lost in the weeds there.
Oh, yeah, I mean, what's like, happening with him? Yeah.
Yes.
Well, apparently he tested positive and he's doing fine. He's 68 years old, of course. He was sentenced to 23 years in prison. He was found guilty of third-degree rape and first-degree criminal sexual acts. He's said to be in medical isolation in prison and is getting better. A source told Deadline he is fine, he's over the hump, and just mending. Mending? Mm. Harvey Weinstein mending. Can you imagine anything more horrible than that?
In like 2 days already. You see, this is why I just doubt the story a little. It's a little too convenient for his liking.
Well, it's also weird because he is one of only two people to test positive for the virus in New York's Wendy correctional facility.
I won't be surprised if in a couple of days' time they say, no, he's not doing well and there aren't the proper facilities in prison to help him out. So now he'll be transferred to some 5-star private hospital. And then he'll have to recuperate at fancy hospice. I just think it will roll out that way.
Apparently Greta Thunberg thinks she had it.
Why did she think
that? How dare you?
Why did she?
She posted something on her Instagram about how she thought she had it. And I think she's just upset that the whole world's not focused on her bullshit environmentalism at the moment. And there's a big
and they're using more water than ever before.
Yeah, and hand sanitizer. And the other one is obviously Prince Charles, who we spoke about yesterday, but he's got the virus and he's isolating in Balmoral. I mean, again, it's, you know, if you've got tons of money, it's great to self-isolate because you've got, you know, the whole castle of Balmoral to walk around in and He's probably got shame. I mean, I feel sorry for the people who work for the royal family because they're probably still putting on his shoes in the morning and, like, running his bath for him and that kind of shit.
So, what, him self-isolating, he'll just keep doing nothing? Like,
well,
by
self-isolating, he means infecting all of his staff.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, this is very unfortunate, but someone has to make my porridge. All right. What else is in the news? Let me see here. Let me give you some other stories. Help you figure out the world in this crazy morning. Jesus, isn't this crazy? Did you expect this? When we said Happy New Year, ooh, 2020, it's going to be a great year. Did you expect all this shit?
I side with everyone who says we owe 2019 an apology.
I said nice things about 2019. I don't know why I'm being punished with the rest of you. I didn't do anything wrong.
I need to go back. I don't know what the proper process is. Perhaps just flip open a month on the calendar from last year and just bow down and apologize.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Just speaking of Charles there, Prince William is probably starting to maybe measure the size of his own head for the crown, perhaps.
I think he absolutely is.
Yeah, let's just get that ready just in case. I'm not that guy, but just in case.
I think Harry is sort of kicking himself.
Oh, please.
But it actually could have happened for me.
Harry, you know, like how we joke about Princess Charlene of Monaco being locked up in that palace and forced to do what Prince Albert tells her to and not speak to anyone, and she's in a tower like Rapunzel? Well, Prince Harry's the male version of that.
Well, I'll tell you what. If I'm Harry, I'm making sure that Prince George now is the most protected human in the world.
Prince Harry?
If I'm Harry, because George is the one next after William, right?
Yeah, right.
So what I'm saying is, because you don't want the responsibility, Harry doesn't strike me like the guy that wants that.
He doesn't want the
just
crown.
Just to make sure, because he's obviously going to be after George.
And Meghan's running around like the Wicked Witch in Snow White, offering Prince George poison apples that have been licked that have been licked by 15 people from Wuhan. She's like, "Hi, George, it's your Aunt Meghan. I brought you an apple from Wuhan. Have a lick." But Harry's like, "Please, Meghan, please, for God's sake, don't do it, Meghan. I don't want to be king."
But would he be king? I mean, he's not with the royal family anymore, right?
Nah, he's still in the line.
They're very traditional. The bloodline, you know, Leanne.
He's still there.
And it's William's kids, though, that all three of them, I think, who are in line before Harry. And plus, they're preoccupied now. They're moving to Los Angeles.
It's not going
to
stop Meghan. She's busy. She's at her mirror now. Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is the greatest queen of them all? And she's planning to wipe them out with a purge. She's going to send the plague straight to them. Watch. Fucking woman. You know what? She came into this. She knew exactly
that
what
woman?
She was. That woman. She knew exactly what she was doing. Everybody's like, "Oh, fairy tale princess from, you know, from Hollywood." And this is so exciting. She's an evil, cunning, conniving witch. And I want to see how her career goes in Hollywood, in the non-existent entertainment industry.
Oh, Meghan Markle with your
finished.
Sparkle.
Yeah, she should have stayed there. She could have been quarantining in some palace right now.
Well, she's back there because now her chat and Harry's chat with the then CEO of Disney, Bob Iger, clearly worked on the red carpet because she's landed a new role in a Disney project. It's been released.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what, Disney are going to have trouble kickstarting anything after this, but let's leave that for another day. All right, so in Bamako, you know where Bamako is in Mali, leading Malian opposition leader Soumaila Cisse has been kidnapped, and the government made an announcement about this. It's the first for a politician of his rank in the war-torn West African state. So some countries don't give a shit about coronavirus. They're still in civil war.
Are they about to go to elections, maybe?
A former finance minister and presidential contender, Cisse, went missing in jihadist-ridden central Mali on Wednesday afternoon in circumstances that remain unclear. His party, which is called the Union for the Republic and Democracy, released a statement on Wednesday saying Cisse and his team had failed to turn up for an expected appointment and couldn't be reached by phone. On Thursday, Malian government spokesman Yaya Sangare, I love these names, released a communique referring to Cisse's disappearance as a kidnap without offering further details. So the shit show continues in West Africa.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
And his whole team as
well. His whole team, they've all been kidnapped. I hope they don't end up in like Khashoggi, you know, pieces in a suitcase or anything. That would be horrible.
Ugh.
And then coronavirus! A record number of Americans have filed for unemployment. This is a story I actually was on a conference video with a friend of mine in Vancouver, Canada, last night, and he told me the story before I even knew it. Nearly 3.3 million people registered to claim jobless benefits in America for the week ending 21 March. Nearly five times the previous record set in 1982. That was 695,000 people. The rush overwhelmed many state offices handling the claims and signaled an abrupt end to a decade of expansion. So we haven't got jabs, Mr. Trump. Jabs have run out and people are filing for unemployment because of...
Coronavirus!
Mm-hmm.
Coronavirus!
Coronavirus!
That's right. Coronavirus!
Shit is real!
Oh, my God. Apparently there's this game my sister's boyfriend told me about called Plague Inc., which you can play on your phone, where you actually develop a virus and you have to try and kill off the whole human race. And the graphics of this game look exactly like the graphics that, like, CNN and Sky News put up on their screen of the spread of this virus. And it's quite freaky. Like, I tried to play a little bit of it last night, and I named my virus the Cardi B virus.
Oh, no. Come on now.
Yeah. A Cardi B 2020.
Why would anyone want to play a game that's just... Well, a carbon copy of what we're going through.
Well, so the game was invented long before this outbreak.
Ah.
But it's you know, there are lots of games. There are games about war. There are games about all kinds of things. And this is just a game about a plague. So I don't know. It's all horrible. The whole thing's just horrible. I'm feeling very uneasy. There's dead silence outside. There's not a car moving. I think everybody in South Africa is sleeping late because they probably didn't get to sleep very early last night. Some people were celebrating the start of isolation, but I wasn't.
What is there to celebrate about it?
Dude, see, some people were drinking. They were video conferencing with their friends. I don't understand it. I might do that at some point during this whole thing, but right now it doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel appropriate. I'm very, very nervous. This whole thing's made me very uncomfortable. I mean, I'm actually shifting in my chair as we speak.
Yeah, that's shifting.
I'm actually shifting in my chair. Oh, by the way, on that note, someone yesterday sent a note to the WhatsApp group, to the WhatsApp channel that we're on, and they said, did someone drop a fart? Let me just read this. Here we go. At 33 minutes and 50 seconds on today's podcast, that would be yesterday's if anyone wants to go and look it up, they say they heard a definite fart.
That's so particular.
You know, I love our audience because this is Alex. Alex, when he looked, he actually found the timestamp and he reported whoever farted on the show at 33 hours. It's just unbelievable. Congratulations, Alex. You're a genius. I love you.
A legend.
This is the kind of listener that I really want on board, you know?
Fart documenters.
My wife has just driven to work, Kailami to Four Ways, and she says two cars were on the road, all the way from Kailami to Four Ways. That road, at this time of the day, usually, you are stuck for 2 hours.
So she's probably in one of the essential services brackets.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, well, then thankfully, people are listening to what everyone is advising, staying home, sitting down.
Please don't spread this thing. Just stay on your own as much as you can and do not go out and do not mix with other people. Just for 21 days, for God's sake, it's not going to kill you. The virus might.
I wonder if ambulances even have to put on their sirens.
Probably not. Hey, did you guys see that Angus Buchan, the famous evangelist pastor?
The potato guy.
He got coronavirus.
I saw the headline and I didn't know if it was like doctored or whatnot because now it's just a little too convenient.
Well, I don't think – listen, I don't have a problem with Angus Buchan except that he just stands up there and he talks a whole lot of bullshit to people and – there are a lot of his followers who are just terrible people, and they pretend to be good because they attend an Angus Buchan rally. And he's got this whole weird movement for, like, men and empowering men, which I always find very suspicious. And if God loves you so much, dude, how come you got the coronavirus? That's all I'm saying.
The only guy who makes me more nervous than him on this planet right now is the head of Joel Osteen or whatever that
Joel
guy's name
Osteen.
Is. Oh, that guy makes, that guy freaks.
He is
like the only.
What a creepy human being. Like if I were in a room and there were 1,000 people in that room and he was in there, he would be the one I'd least want to bump into.
Yeah, and then David Miscavige is also, he's in my top three.
He's the Scientology dude, right?
He's the new L. Ron Hubbard, yes.
Yeah, I understand there's a time and a place for religion, and we're probably in that time and place now because a lot of people are desperate. But Jesus, I don't want to. Can these guys not profit, please, off of all this uncertainty and craziness? All I'm asking is, can we not take advantage of people during this time? Please.
So Angus Buchan, he confirmed it himself on his own Instagram when he announced that he tested positive for the virus.
Yeah.
And this is after he was...
Just say it properly. Just say coronavirus. You've got to say it properly.
This is after he attended a Bloemfontein church event where there were foreign visitors who had the virus as well.
Hey.
So now you think about the masses of people who are there.
Mbulelo called it. He said, we got to watch our churches. Churches are where this thing has got to stop taking hold because people get together in big meetings and they pass this around and they sing and they spit and they carry on.
They spit?
Well,
I missed that part of the church service.
Well, it's part of the hysteria.
While you're talking, you know, you spit, and maybe while you're singing. Anyway, I'm not gonna go after him because I think everybody's finding their own way to deal with this. And I certainly don't hope he gets taken by the coronavirus. I hope he makes a recovery like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
I work for a bank. This is a message to our WhatsApp line, and you can join the conversation. And I'd like to also just welcome anybody who's joining us for the first time today. Because we're going to have a lot of new listeners, people who are stuck at home, people who've never tried this before, people who just realize now that radio is completely inappropriate for these circumstances. And, you know, playing songs and making stupid jokes before the lyrics of the song kick in and telling people what the time is and what the traffic is like and all that shit's just so unnecessary right now.
Gareth, I would like to take it upon myself to welcome the new stakeholders.
Yes.
Well, I'd like to see what the sports updates are like when there's not a lot of sports happening, if none at all.
Yeah,
and then I'd also like to see listen to the traffic updates when there's no traffic.
It's so embarrassing. It's so embarrassing. So they had, first of all, what's the point of telling people the weather? They're not leaving their houses. So, you know, ENCA, you can dispense with the weather girl at this point. She's not necessary. And you could probably send her home and let her self-quarantine and pay her half her salary or whatever. And the same goes for the sports presenters. I saw
the weather person.
Whatever. I saw a guy on TV last night trying to do the sports report, and there's nothing going on. So he's like, well, they've canceled the Olympics, and then they interviewed some netball person. I was like, netball never makes the sport headlines. This is so sad that they're scrounging when there's actual news going on.
Just
shut it down.
They're mentioning who the latest sports people are to get coronavirus.
Oh, just shut it down, please. It's so embarrassing that they're trying to fill airtime. Get over yourselves. So here is the message from Spo. He says, I work for a bank and we're part of the essential services, so instead of coming into work using public transport, our company got us rental cars to use for the duration of the lockdown. Wow, okay. That makes sense. Public transport is just a no-no at the moment. Donald Trump reckons he can get the U.S. open by Easter, eh?
Oh, halala.
I'm going to work a miracle. I'm going to get it open by Easter. Easter's a very special time, tremendously special time for a lot of people. I'm going to get it working.
He reckons,
okay. He
reckons he can get this thing done and dusted by Easter.
He can't put a timeline on this.
No,
really?
No, exactly.
What a doofus.
I love how Leanne is like, he can't put a timeline on this.
It's across with him.
Joel Osteen has tested negative for Christianity, just in case anyone's worrying. That annoying lady from Greece was right predicting the lockdown. Yeah, we played a voice note of someone. Whose group was it? Was it Gord's? Oh, it was Damon.
No, Damon. Yes.
Damon has like a Greek lady who lives in his neighborhood, and she sent this panicky voice note out. Turns out
I just want to correct you there. She's South African, but spends a lot of her time in Greece. She wanted to make that very clear.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. She's wealthy, is what she's trying to tell us.
Yeah. Morning, guys. I took an acid tab last night, and I haven't slept. I almost forgot about coronavirus. That's from another seer.
Oh, no. I can't think of anything worse during naturally trippy times.
Yeah, well.
Why would you want to do that to yourself?
Ask seer. And I'm not talking about our seer. This is a different seer. He says he took acid last night, and he's very trippy right now.
No thanks. Ooh.
Sam reckons that Angus Buchan will probably announce he's been healed by God and have a brand new audience for his latest rally. And if he dies, he'll be a martyr. So this is a good move for him. Yeah, good move. Good morning, Triple C team. That's obviously Cliff Central. What is the Triple C?
Champions
Club. Coronavirus Central.
Ah, coronavirus Cliff Central. That's right. by the way, is coronavirus one word or two?
One.
Is it one word?
I've been spelling it with one. Yeah, it's one.
Yeah, I think it's one. And then COVID has a hyphen before the 19.
Right. But I mean, Cliff Central is one word, so it's still double C. Even if it's coronavirus Cliff Central, it's still two words.
I'm a double G, but that's okay.
Yes, no, we know that. Do you remember when we did that game where we put oranges into your bra?
It was potatoes.
Potatoes, and, yeah.
Which makes the perfect segue from Potato Man to double G. It was Damon who wore one of my bras and saw how many potatoes he could fit in.
Yes.
And I think it was like 15 a side or something.
Those were the good old days before we worried about coronavirus, where we used to play.
Someone said they are going to absolutely cry when they go back to a club. And they just hear music in the middle of a sweaty dance floor. And I actually echo those sentiments.
Yeah. Gareth, we're not complaining about the app. This is now from Daryl. He says, we're not complaining about the app. Just to get your knickers in a knot, we're making you aware of the problems experienced so maybe you can self-diagnose and fix the problems so we can stay connected. No, I hear you, Daryl. I'm not cross. I get defensive. What can I say? All right, it's 7 o'clock. We better take a break here at this point. Let me just play this voice note quickly because there are so many messages coming in this morning, and I think people all want to know that they're alive and they're connected to the rest of humanity, especially if you've woken up on your own in your own place and you just feel a little disconnected today. So that's what we're here for. Oh, shit. It's the purge. Thank you, Roger. Right. Roger says his power went out in Greenstone Hill just before midnight. That was freaky.
Oh, no.
My neighbor's generator woke me. It felt like the purge. Oy, oy, oy. Oh, thank you for cleaning that up. Daryl says it's cliffcentral.com, you fucking idiots. That's where the Triple C comes from.
Oh.
All right.
We can't even figure that out.
All right. Everybody calm down. Let's all be very sane and non-panicky, all right? That's the general plan for today. If we can make it through today, and then it's the weekend, and just pretend you're a hermit who would have spent your weekend doing nothing anyway. How about that?
Yeah, that's a hard thing to pretend.
Well, what would you have done this weekend? If it weren't coronavirus.
Ooh, I'd be hitting them streets. I'd be zipping and zooing it.
You would?
I would be throwing my seeds, sowing my seeds everywhere.
Oh, my gosh. Really?
Oh, yes.
Somehow I believe you, you nutcase.
Juicy years, you know. I still need to squeeze all the juice out of this lemon.
Bad news for you. The next couple of years are going to be lemon years, not juicy years. So just get ready for it. Oy, oy, oy. Okay, everybody. We're in this together. Let's not lose our cool, all right? And you can get hold of us on 0797482090. If you're new to the show, welcome to a world that is, we've been practicing this shit from long before coronavirus. So welcome to our club, and tell your friends and family to join us every morning so we can all get together and have like a group therapy session. Okay. Monday to Friday, 6 to 8 a.m. Just get your shit together. You can listen from anywhere in the world. You can listen on your phone. I know for some people this is new, and most of our old audience are bored with me saying this, but for all those people who've never done this before, isn't it great?
Woo-hoo!
Right. Okay. Leanne Moll's in her house. Sia's in his house. Bulelo is in the studio in Joburg. I'm in my house. Fundo's running the desk. Good morning and welcome to the rest of your life under lockdown. I didn't choose this song by mistake. Listen carefully. Listen properly. CliffCentral.com